about that.
Oh, gotcha. They're notorious about that.
I don't imagine that's something they advertise now, is it?
They wouldn't too much. You get to
know their final traditions.
You get hold of some of these old timers and you find them. You take, for instance, back in the old days, when baseball season would start, there were 9 positions on a team, you know, 9 players. Every one of them would have a date with them, and that was supposed to give them good luck. Mm. And so when they'd get out to play, each one of those baseball players, you can imagine what his nickname was Nigger. Every last one of them. The pitcher would be Nigger Wyman, and the catcher would be Nigger Schuneman, and the first baseman would be Nigger Sykes. And they all had those names.
Were they pretty open and flagrant about that sort of thing, or were they kind of
flagrant about it. They used to go down there. They had, between College Station and Bryan, they had a trolley car. They called it the Tunaville Trolley. Mm-hmm. And it went from back and forth between College Station and Bryan. And these women worked at the laundry. They had a laundry that I'd say hired probably 75 women. So sometimes they'd get off work about 6 o'clock in the evening. Those people work longer hours than they do now. They'd get off about 6 o'clock. Well, that was just about the time the Aggies were getting out of chow. And gosh, dog, they'd head over there for that Tunaville Trolley, and they'd all pick up dates. If they didn't have any, if they didn't have any money, well, they'd come along and borrow a dollar off a friend. They told a tale about the colored woman that was found dead in the boxcar out there, and they said she had $1,001 bills in her hand.
Did a lot of business.
She done pretty good business.
Well, was there a shortage of white women around? Or?
Well, there was. They just weren't any. There were a few in Bryan, but then everybody belonged to the cadet corps. You couldn't go out on weeknights. You could go out on maybe Friday night or Saturday night. Nobody had automobiles in those days. And they just wasn't much getting around. But they didn't limit themselves to the women. They were pretty bad after animals too, Bernie. Oh gosh, yeah.
That's just a terrible drive.
they tell the tale off on a girl came along, she said, Mama, come out here and here comes the A&M Cadet Corps. Come out and see him. She said, Daughter, you come to this house right this minute and bring that cow with you.
man, it seems like do other schools rib A&M about that kind of thing?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Common knowledge?
Yeah, they ribbed them. The A&M guys, it didn't bother them. It didn't bother them the least bit. They didn't care. You couldn't phase them. You could talk that all you want to. And they agree with you. Yeah, that's right. That's the way we do. It didn't bother them.
That beats anything I ever heard of.
Well, I don't know what the situation is now down there. It's been a long time since I've been in school. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, you go to A&M school?
Well, you know I went to A&M 2 years. Yeah, I was down there.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I went to A&M.
I thought you were Texas University man.
That was what?
I thought you were TU, Texas
University
man.
I was. I finished there in Texas. Yeah, finished Texas. I got nothing.
You know what to do down there at A&M now when they catch a little boy that's a queer down there at A&M?
No, what do they do to them?
Well,